They claimed it would prove dusty and noisy, that it would knock £10,000 off their house prices, and that the community of Stoke Gifford was about to be, to quote one resident, crafted like Cadbury's. But councillors agreed by 11 votes to one abstention that Hitachi Rail's large train maintenance facility over 40 acres should go ahead. It will create 140 construction jobs and a further 170 jobs when the depot's up and running. But that was little comfort to local residents Leslie Cox and, first of all, Pauline Porter.
Well, it was a foregone conclusion. I mean, because it's government policy, they had to vote for it. But as regards to the residents, no consideration for the people having to live by it whatsoever.
What most upsets you? The prospect of light, noise, dust? What is it on those lists?
All of those issues.
I would imagine it's going to be absolutely horrendous. I mean, there's so many things that haven't been taken into account. The noise of the points, the noise of the various bits of equipment and the way they work. None of which has been taken into account, but my real worry, which wasn't addressed in any realistic way, was the flood risk and the water flow.
But not all residents were set against. James Potts' back garden is the closest to the site, but he gave a cautious welcome to the development. He explains why.
Because we can't carry on life like this and say no, no, no to everything. We've got to move on.
Even if it means inconvenience for you, living on Sandringham Road, I think.
Yeah, once in a time. You've got to make a sacrifice now and again. So that's the problem. So you've got to do it. That's it.
So you're anything but a NIMBY.
Yes, anything but a NIMBY, yeah. Somebody's got to make a decision. And the trouble is, no one makes decisions anymore.
And are you pleased with the conditions that Hitachi agreed to in the end?
Yeah, providing we get proper liaison with them and we can actually improve the situation and make it quieter. If we can make it quieter, then it'll be better and sort out the lighting and we'll be more than happy.
Communication should be easier between the developers and the community after Hitachi Rail agreed to set up a liaison group to encourage more dialogue with residents in the parish council. Andy Barr's the senior vice president of Hitachi Rail in Europe. Having overseen a similar facility in Kent, he tried to reassure residents here that disruption would be kept to a minimum.
The actual maintenance shed itself is not a big facility, and the parking area is the bigger of the two areas, but that's flat, and certainly we believe it won't be able to be seen.
There are a couple of very specific points raised there. I've never heard the phrase squeaky wheel syndrome used before. Will there be squeaky wheel noises through the night?
I think it's important to know that actually at this point in time the train doesn't exist, so we don't know if squeaky wheels will be a problem. If they are, there are measures we can deal with this that actually can be put in place in conjunction with the local residents to make sure this isn't a problem. But we're not expecting it and we're certainly not planning for it.
Preparatory work will begin on the depot in the summer, which should be finished by the time the electrification project is complete in 2016.